The south wall and its approaches were still hidden by the angle of the tall stone ramparts, but as the sprite cleared the range and angled in towards the beach, the view opened before Mansur's eyes. The Turks were bunched up as they carried in the long scaling ladders. Some of them looked across the narrow strip of water as the two pretty little ships emerged from behind the citadel walls. The Turkish infantry had never seen the effect of shot from a naval nine-pounder. Some even waved, and Mansur ordered his crews to wave back to lull their fears. It happened with dreamlike deliberation. Mansur had time to walk down his deck and lay each gun with his own hand, turning down the elevation screws. He found it difficult to convince some of his crew that the power of the guns was not enhanced when the screws were turned up to maximum. Closer and closer they crept in towards the beach, and Mansur listened with one ear to the leadsman in the chains, calling the soundings. "By the mark, five." "Close enough," Mansur murmured, and then to Kumra, "Bring her up a point." The sprite settled on the new course parallel to the shore. "We will now serve out a taste of Mr. Pundit Singh's very best," he murmured, without lowering the glass. The sprite's guns began to bear by the bows. Still he waited. Mansur knew that the first broadside would do the most damage. After that, the enemy would scatter into cover. They were so close that through the lens he could see the links in the chainmail of the nearest Turks and the individual feathers in the plumed helmets of the officers. He lowered the glass and walked back down the battery. Every gun was bearing, and the gun crews were watching him, waiting on his command. He lifted the scarf of scarlet silk in his right hand and held it high. "Fire!" he shouted, and snapped it down.